Welcome to Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. Our focus for this show is UK artist Beth Orton with her track Galaxy of Emptiness from her 1996 debut Trailer Park. This was quite a breakthrough record when it was released. At the time, it could be called the first fused 1960s and 70s folk with modern electronica and trip-hop, or as some would call it, folktronica. The first single from this album, She Cries Your Name, has a very interesting backstory, which also perhaps illuminates the folktronica direction that Orton pursued. The song is written by Beth Orton and English ambient dance electronica Grammy award-winning musician William Orbit. It feels as though Orton brought the folk, and to further her vision, Orbit brought the ambience. To perhaps complete that vision, another possible masterstroke was to have Andy Weatherall as the producer for the album. For those that don't know, Weatherall did the producing for Primal Scream's huge trip-hop opus, Screamadelica. My first introduction to Beth Orton was seeing her film clip to She Cries Your Name on Australian music show Rage. What really took me by surprise was the modern folk sound of siren violins, double bass, acoustic guitar and smart drumming. When her voice kicked in, I was convinced that I was listening to a new American artist with a country music background. I also blame that on the video as it completely created a West Coast USA vibe. I actually liked the song enough to go out and buy myself a copy of the album. Apart from the single with Orbit and one cover version, all other songs both musically and lyrically are attributed to Orton. That is a huge achievement for any artist. Her star only rose when she released her second album, Central Reservation, in 1999. Her signature voice at the fore, that year she ended up winning Best British Female at the 2000 Brit Music Awards. You have to be very pleased when your record is included in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die, and that is the case with Central Reservation. Orton has released 7 albums in her career, the last being Kid Sticks, which was released in 2016. I personally think that she has made very clever choices when it has come to her collaborators, both in terms of the session musicians that she has worked with and the production teams, as they have helped contribute to a very fine back catalogue of songs with musical integrity. There is something for just about everybody. Here is a track which I think sees her at her playful best. I believe they would have had some real fun in the studio putting this one together. See what you think. Here is the track Galaxy of Emptiness by UK artist Beth Orton from her 1996 debut Trailer Park. We'll be right back.
Thank you.